Adam Benson is joining me right now. He is the president, CEO, chief cook and bottle washer at Chillbed, the laptop cooling guys, and also stands for our iPad. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm doing very well, Steve. Thank you.
Now, you were on the show, 6-7 months ago, and bottom line, you guys build cooling stands for notebooks and also stands for iPads.
That's correct. Laptops, cooling stands, and tablet stands as well.
So the key thing for the for listeners is that the notebook cooling stands are a really good idea. They're made out of aluminum, and they basically prop your notebook up at a slightly better angle, but the main thing is they reduce the amount of heat that the notebook, or they dissipate the heat to keep the notebook running cooler.
That's correct. Absorbing and dissipating the heat is the main function of the Chillbed, as well as ergonomic design, and basically allows you to type at a comfortable angle, allowing air to flow underneath your Chillbed as well, and your laptop, and basically absorbing and dissipating the heat, working as a heat sink, thermal conductivity.
So you guys are a nice startup and based in Vancouver. You build the products here and you sell them in Canada, but you, like every good Canadian, if you can't get in the NHL, the second big dream for us all is to be on Dragon's Den, and that's why you're back. Is you started down the journey, and you were just engaged in it last time I talked to you, as you were starting to going through the audition process to Dragon's Den, and you're here to fill me in on how everything went.
I'm here to tell all the secrets, Steve. What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, how did you get on in the first place? Did you go to one of the cattle call auditions, or how did it work out?
Prior to one of the cattle call auditions, I had entered a online video contest through CBC Facebook.
Okay.
Where they're asking for businesses to submit a 60-second pitch to pitch to Brett Wilson, who was coming to Metrotown for a CBC Live day.
Brett, the ex-Dragons dinner.
Brett, the nice guy, ex-Dragons, yes. Unfortunately, he's no longer there.
Yeah, he was everybody's favorite. He was the nice guy.
Yeah. Very good. Very good man. And essentially, they took the top three video contestants of that, brought them to CBC Metrotown Live, and forced them to pitch in front of, 400 or 500 people and Brett Wilson. And the winner of that then sort of had a bit of a back door into Dragon's Den.
Okay, and you won that competition.
I did win that competition.
And you have that video posted on your website, so that was a good moment, I imagine.
That was a great moment, yeah. Brett Wilson announcing that Adam from Chill Beds is the winner. Always, it's always great,
It was a good one. So that then begins about a year-long journey to the actual taping to go to Toronto for that. How did that all come together?
Well, I still had to go through the audition process of going down, and I didn't have to wait in line, fortunately. I was kind of had a bit of a back door into the front door of waiting and not having to wait in line. So
okay.
I went down there, still auditioning in front of, Tracy, who's the main producer for CBC. And, you still wait for that phone call.
Okay.
Nothing's for sure, it seems, right? So
okay.
You're still waiting for that phone call that says, yes, we are, you are coming to Toronto and you are going to be pitching in front of the Dragons. So again, that was probably another month and a half. And that was probably in February of last year, 2011. So probably by March, I got a call. And then it was a question of scheduling a day to come to Toronto and actually pitch the Dragons.
Okay, so that all came together. You went to Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and they started locking you down at that point, where you cannot tell anybody what's going on.
That's
you
right.
can't leak anything. So they put the fear of God in you.
Essentially, they do. Yeah, I mean, Dragon's Den is I believe it's the number one rated show in Canada.
Well, it should be. I think it's the best.
I thought it was
other than Dotto Tech.
That's right.
It would be second best.
And Hockey Night in Canada, which I think is
third best.
Third best.
Yes.
Right. So. Yeah, basically once you set the date, you liaison with a producer. They send you all the documents you're going to be signing once you get to Toronto, which is basically don't say this, don't say that. You can't say anything for I couldn't say anything for a year pretty much because by the time I filmed in April 2011 and finally went to air February 2012.
Okay.
So it's a long time to sort of keep holding on to some of those stories and
sit and wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got there to CBC. And they taped for several days. What was that process like? Having a background in TV, I can just imagine it was a hurry up and wait.
I think since I was there on the last day of shooting, I think they squished all the people in on Thursday and Friday. They wanted to leave early, so Thursday and Friday they just kind of moved everything up. We got in there for 10 o'clock instead of 11. Once you get into the den or CBC Toronto, you're basically locked in a small room with 20 or 30 other people and various producers walking around making sure you're not going anywhere, and then you're just basically waiting for your turn.
Okay, so your turn came up, they called you in, you walked through those doors. Were you pretty nervous?
Actually, I wasn't. You know, being the CEO of the company, I know the product. I know what it's about. I know what, you know, what the numbers are, what the figures are. So I basically
You've done your homework.
I did
Now,
homework.
Did you have any friends and people, like, role play with you and act like the dragons and ask you the tough questions so that you were prepped for it?
People are continuing to offer, do you want to go through your pitch with me? I'm like, no, I don't need to go through my pitch with you. It's like, why? I'm going to go on in half an hour and you're looking to grill me again. It's like, well, I don't think so.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so I basically had four or five of my buddies from Toronto who came out and were involved in the pitch and were there representing a variety of different people in overheating laptop situations.
Okay.
So that was kind of fun. I mean, basically the gist of the program is that it is a TV show.
Yeah.
And that's what they tell you, and they want to have
they
something.
They want to make it entertaining.
That's right. So between having the mascot of Chill Man come on TV and basically saving laptops with the chill bed one at a time was kind of his theme, as well as handing them out to the dragons. Yeah, it was a good pitch. I thought it was TV worthy. I had Kevin O'Leary playing my guitar. I was barding with Kevin. I was chatting with Bruce. There was a whole bunch of different, you know.
So you ended up with about 2 minutes of airtime in the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
We'll cut to the chase. You didn't get. They didn't offer.
Didn't
you
get the deal. That's right.
Yeah, you didn't get the deal. But you ended up with about 2 minutes of airtime, which isn't too bad.
Not bad for national TV.
And they didn't roast you, which is pretty good. They didn't mock you and tell you were stupid and tell you to go back to something else, which is all good.
Right.
How long were you in studio to do that 2 minutes of television?
Probably about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Seemed like 30 minutes. It could have been 40, it could have been 25. But
now, was there any point when you were in there that you thought, oh, I'm going to make it? And then was there any point when you realized that it was slipping away from you?
No. Once I realized that convincing the dragons that laptops overheat and there's a huge million-dollar market for laptop stands, laptop cooling stands, which they didn't seem to know, that was probably the biggest challenge, was sort of going over that. And we spent a lot of time going, okay, laptops overheat, your CPU, your battery, all those things are basically generating heat in your laptop. And the fact that, you know, the inside of your computer is made of as much aluminum as possible. So I think, unfortunately, the dragons, if they want to send an email, they just either do it on their phone or they tell someone to send an email for them. So
they weren't really down with the value proposition per se. They saw that it was a good product, but it was not something that caught their imagination.
Yeah, and the dragons aren't necessarily supportive of Canadian companies in terms of, if it's going to cost you $2 or $3 more to make it in Canada, they're going to go, yeah, okay, that's acceptable. For them, it's more like, how do we get our cost down to $3 or $4 by making them overseas?
Yeah, and they want to make real serious
that's
money.
Right.
And you're building a kind of a community business. But the way I look at it is, there's two reasons to go on Dragon's Den. One is to get the money, but I think that's the secondary reason.
Mm-hmm.
The big reason is you want to be on the big show. You want your product showcased.
Exactly.
And you ended up succeeding in that. So it was a successful trip.
I did. Yeah. They focused on the chill bed and described exactly what it does.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I also have the chill tab, which is a tabless stand, which they neglected to...
which ultimately will be a bigger market.
For sure. Then that's what I thought, going in there with the tablet stand to complement the laptop stand. I thought was very apropos of the times and what's happening with the market, right? So.
Yeah.
And that's my bestseller as well. So it was kind of, it's like getting to the Super Bowl and losing.
But they
almost.
Didn't see, the problem was they didn't see any humor that they could find for television in your tablet stand, whereas they could make fun of
that's right.
preventing heat and radiation from reaching your nether region. So they made that quite funny. And, you know, if I was sitting up there, I'd do the same thing. I'd look for the humor, I'd look for pace, and I'd look for something that
right.
is television worthy. Especially once they knew that they weren't going to be investing. They were still looking for something to capture the imagination.
Package protection, as
yeah, package
Kevin
protection,
O'Leary said.
They call
yes.
it. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you made it through it. You survived. And now, you know, you got more than 2 minutes on Dotto Tech. That's got to be good.
That is going to be a highlight of 2012.
Is it? Is it going to be the highlight? Let's fill people out on where they can go if they want. You should have, if you've got a notebook and you're using it a lot, you should have a way to have it cooling down. And a good Canadian product, Chill Beds. You go to chillbeds.com, chillbeds.com. You can order them online. They're also available at several local retailers, so keep your eye open, but the website is the place to go. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Steve. Great talking to you.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.